All right, welcome back to writing our email sales sequence. So this is the part, as we mentioned before the break, where somebody can actually give you some cash. This is, shortest distance between us and a check. So we're going to start with talking about here's what the offer is. Here's what's in the box, right? So, this is an email. You're going to spell out the offer clearly. You're going to summarize the important features, the important benefits, and you're going to link to the sales page, or order form, or whatever the step is for them to get signed up. It may be that for a services engagement, you really do need to talk to them first to make sure that their project is not, going to be a disaster. So whatever that step is for them to start giving you money, that's where we're gonna link. For service provider, this could be spell out the offer. I can do, let's say I'm doing four VIP days this year. This is completely tailored to you. We're going to work on exactly what you want to work on. You have my complete time and attention. This is, what it costs, and here's a link to the calendar. If you feel like, anybody getting this would be a good fit, or here's a link to just tell me a little bit about your project so we can, so we can make sure that I'm giving you what you need, that I can, that I'm the right person. So here's what I've got, cornerstone of copywriting, just super plain. A lot of people skip this in their email sequences. So they have all these kind of curiosity messages about, oh, click here to find all about it. You want at least one message, and sometimes more than one message, where you just tell them what's in the box. Don't make them click here and there and everywhere. Let them know what they're going to get out of it. Now, here's what it'll do for you. This is the benefits. This is what they get out of it. You can combine this. This is a very good thing to add into that. Here's what I've got message. And if you like and you have some time, you can also create an additional email. So this is not an or, it's an and. An additional email that talks about, that just really dives into the benefits in more depth. So here's the bright future, the cool things you're going to have, additional benefits that relate to the big idea. We're still going to be keeping it focused on those when we talked about in the planning, the one buyer, the one solution, the one and the one big idea. And we're going to paint a specific picture of what's better about life on the other side of this solution. Now, the next kind of message chunk, again, this can be a separate email. It could come at the bottom of one of the other emails. I like it as a separate email just because it's, these emails could get very long. And while I'm not opposed to giving lots of information in an email, the whole point, the whole benefit of email is that we can break some of this up and not have so many giant walls of text. So you want to let people know at some point, this can be on the sales page and it can also be in your email sequence, why you are such a strong choice for this very specific scenario, your credentials, your experience. A case study can be a really good one as a little standalone email. Here's how my methodology helped, Susanna solve her dog's tummy problems, right? Here's how we helped, Radar solve his tummy problems, the dog, right? It's about you because you're solving the problem, but it's really about the one whose problem got solved. But you're showcasing how your solution, your mechanism, your credentials, your experience was able to play the important role in getting that problem solved. So, who am I is a lot of times very leans very heavily on who am I helping, right? And how am I helping them? But definitely, if you have the numbers, if you have the letters, pop them in there. there is a certain amount of bragging that we want to do in our messaging. If you've got it, and it's not a brag if it's true, right? So do talk about your credentials, always in that sense of that's because I have this credential. For example, if you're a registered dietitian, I have the experience and the degree, the medical qualification to help you make good eating decisions without creating, a disordered relationship with food, which happens a lot when you go with somebody who's not qualified, right? That credential is very, very important. It has a real benefit. So don't be shy about pointing it out. You're not being a big head. You're just qualified. Now, number seven, the seven message beat or type of message. This one I really like as its own message. If you have, if there's room on the calendar, even if you have to send two messages in a day to make this its own message, it's really strong and it's really a good one to have be its very own thing. It tends to get a lot of opens among the people who are considering the purchase. It tends to get very few opens among the people who are not considering a purchase, right? So this is a really good one to kind of sort the buyers from the not today buyers. This is an FAQ email, a dedicated frequently asked questions about offer name. So some of you may know that I secretly, behind the scenes, call my frequently asked question emails or sections of a copywriting page a frequently raised objection section. You want to make sure you are speaking to the things that are holding people back. What happens if I can't make the sessions live? What happens if I don't like video? What happens if I hate fill in the blanks? What happens if I'm too shy to be on camera? So those are some objections that I might come up in my programs, right? For my dog food, what happens if my dog's picky? What happens if she hates it? How quickly can it get to me? I live somewhere really hot. Is this gonna like spoil on my front porch? All the things, right? So some of the frequently raised objections can be what could hold them back? What could hold them back from making a purchase? And then related to that, what can halt their progress using your solution to hit their goals? Because I don't know if I can do this is a very, very big objection. So any constraints they have on time, constraints they have on affordability, that's where potentially a payment plan could be useful. I'm afraid I'll feel dumb. You might remember we talked about this in an earlier session. This is the hidden objection. I believe other people can do this, but I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid if I try, I'm going to feel dumb for even thinking I could. You don't have to necessarily speak to that, explicitly, but you might. You might, it depends on who your buyer is and how hidden this objection is from themselves. So you have that objection buster worksheet. Go ahead and mine that in the replay and look for that for your frequently asked questions. We're aiming at risk reversal. Risk reversal means making this a safe purchase for them to make. Their blood pressure's not through the roof with stress when they put their credit card information in. Because if it is, you will get too many refunds and you will get bad buyers and you will get people who badmouth you and you will get even, people who reverse the charge on the card without even asking you for a refund. That's when we get bad things, right? So we want to make them feel safe and make sure this is a safe path forward for this person. So that is your FAQ. And of course, things like when are the sessions? Are the sessions recorded? All those things. But those are objections, One of the ones I have with this program is What if I can't make the live, what if I can't make the live sessions? It's why I really strive to get clean recordings, audio or video. And we've been really fortunate that I've gotten really good results from my replay people. So I have some live people and I have some replay people and I have some who are a mix. So that's a frequently asked question for me that I can answer with confidence. Okay, the eighth message beat. This can be part of your future messages, or it can be a standalone message, depending on how much time you have on the calendar and, how big a purchase this is. Urgency is important with promotions. There has to be a reason to act today, and there's different ways to do it, but honestly, people just procrastinate. They just do. So we have internal urgency. That is something like my puppy is peeing on the carpet. All the urgency they need is internal to their scenario. They really need this puppy to stop peeing on the carpet really right away, please. And maybe ideally, can you send me something to deal with the pee stain? Because I have the problem, right? Or, I'm adopting a puppy. They're too young to come home right now, but they're coming home in a week and I need to be ready. Puppy, baby, goldfish, whatever it is, right? Those are internal urgency elements. This person has an urgent problem and the urgency comes from the problem. More problems tend to be more external in that I really want to solve it, but I don't need to solve it today. I could solve it tomorrow. I've been putting it off for quite a while, right? So this can be, again, a standalone message, or you can fold it into your FAQ, but you want to mention the urgency element in all of your emails in the sequence from here forward. If there is a time limit, you want to say, if there is a number limit, if let's say it's a VIP day, I only have 4 VIP days. So I had in our little mini mastermind group the other last week, someone asked me a really good question, and I want to address it here because it's a universal question, which is he has a, he has a relatively small list at this point. So he's not really expecting he's going to fill up. He's got realistically 4 spots on his calendar that he can, make good room for, and he probably won't sell all 4. What should he do with that 4? And one of the things I mentioned to him, and I really do recommend it, is as time goes forward, just say, I've got 3 spots left. Okay, now I have 2 spots left. Be real with yourself. Okay, if you are getting to the end and you don't have, you don't have emotional bandwidth for 4, then change the number. It's really your call. I'm not saying like you pretend that 2 people just signed up, but I am saying I'm perfectly totally okay if you say, now I have 2 spots. Now I don't have 4 anymore, I have 2. I just think that's fine. I think that's fine, and I don't think you should kill yourself over it. I don't think we should beat ourselves up over it. Some promotions, you really hit it on all cylinders and they go like crazy. Some just don't resonate. And if it didn't resonate this time, you don't have to, you don't have to keep saying that there are 4 spots available because you haven't sold those 2 yet. That's my 2 cents. You're going to handle it how you're going to handle it because you're an adult. But I get that question a lot. And honestly, a lot of times with promotions, he also interestingly had he had a really, really successful promotion his first time out, which was cool. All marketing is a series of experiments. We might have to run 100 experiments to find the one that's a really good hit. We might run one experiment, get really lucky, and that one's a hit. So you might have a hit with sequence 1, you might have your hit might come at sequence 4, your hit might come at sequence 14. We really don't know. You can improve your odds by asking your audience and speaking to what they have problems with. But just prepare for the reality that this one may not be a home run. It may not even be a base hit. even professional baseball players strike out sometimes. It's totally okay. So normalize that for yourself. Decide in advance how you want to handle it if people don't take you up on it this time. And just make it, either way, you're getting good data. And then we're going to move forward. But you want to mention an urgency element from here forward until you close this promotion. And every promotion has a beginning, a middle, and an end. There comes a point when you are going to be done with this sequence, and then you will start a new sequence. Okay, if you have a time-based promotion or a, let's say you have a VIP day, you're going to sell four more this year, and you have sold three. You want a standalone message that says, this promotion is nearly done. This campaign is nearly over. Either I'm not going to take any more orders for this at this price tomorrow, or the discount runs out tomorrow. You can still get it, but it's not going to, the price will be a little higher. Or I'm just closing the doors on this tomorrow. So if you want in, this is the time. Okay, you don't have to go through elaborate excuses, reasons, anything else, but just this is going to close tomorrow. So if you want in, I'd love to have you. This is a really good time for a beat or a message that I call permission for imperfect action. So let's say we have a 10-part course, right? This is where I say, even if you only implement the first two sessions, you're going to get this result. This is why there is a difference in the feline framework between I, which is the inspiration, the beautiful dream, the perfect future, and E, which is a realistic endpoint. So if you do this 10-part course and you only implement the first two lessons, you're still going to have this. You're still going to have this. This is still going to be measurably better. You're still going to be more relaxed. And actually, you're going to see that life is better and you're going to have the energy to do more of the work. But even if you don't, you're still better off. And you're still better off in a way that's really good value for what you're going to get out of this. So give people permission to take action imperfectly and still have it be worthwhile. This is a really good message for the hidden objection of I'm afraid I'm going to pick up this program, maybe I'm not going to do everything, and then I'm going to feel like a loser. No, you're not going to feel like a loser because even if you implement the really easy first two sessions, it's going to be worth it. You're going to get really good things out of it, and you're going to be glad you did it. Okay, emphasizing the realistic benefits. Let people know not everybody completes the program. Even the people who don't complete every single lesson still get good value. Or even people who, even people who aren't perfect. Now, what you do not want to do is give people permission to behave in a way that's not going to work for you, right? So, what you wouldn't want to say if you're a services provider is, we're going to give you great results even if you don't make any of your client calls, because, that's how we get bad results, right? It's like you don't give me the information I need to do a good job. So, this is a really good place to set the expectation for what you do need. Here's the ways I do need you to have your act together, and here are the ways you will not need to have your act together because you're still going to have a good result. Okay? Even if you don't have time to get back to me with feedback, I'm going to proof the whole project. I'm going to check it, against our stated goals. And if you are moving too fast to micromanage it, it's still going to get done and you're still going to love it. And we're just literally going to be able to click a button and it's going to be launched. So emphasize what they don't have to have their act together and still get a good result. Okay. And then the last message is just a today is the day message, just last day to get the discount or last day to book a VIP day for this quarter. No more available. I'm doing other things. This also helps you from stressing about it and having your own open loop about it. Your own sort of like, well, maybe somebody will buy today. Just move on to the next, move on to your next promotion. So today's the day. Email once, potentially twice, and just say, last day to pick this up. And look for my newsletter next week when we'll be talking about a totally different topic. Okay. Start transitioning to the next topic of conversation. That could be another promotion. It could be something, it could be anything, right? Whatever you want to talk about next. So this is the last chance for this urgency element, a discount, a special program, time on your calendar, etc. Be specific about when the offer will end. This will tend to be, I'm not going to talk to anybody else after midnight tonight. You can consider mailing twice on the last day. You're just keeping these very short. Nobody's going to decide today. They're going to get off the dime today. If they were not on the dime already, if they were not already on the fence, they're not going to get on the fence today. So this is not a day to, introduce a whole new reason for them to buy. But you do want to emphasize the risk reversal if you do happen to have a money back guarantee. You can emphasize that today, or include a testimonial from somebody who had a really, really good result, and that person says, this was worth 10 times what I paid for it, right? Okay, after the close of this promotional sequence of emails, here are some things you might want to do. You might want to downsell. You might want to send them a thing saying, hey, I noticed you didn't pick that up. I do have a piece of it where you could get started for like one quarter of the cost. If that would be interesting to you, you can just go here and pick it up, send them to a sales page. You can follow up with the people who clicked on the sales page, but they didn't buy. And you can follow up by sending them some emails saying, hey, I noticed you clicked the page, but it wasn't a good fit. That's all cool. If there was anything that was holding you back, will you click this and let me know? And maybe it's something I could add for next time. Right? So just asking them, was there anything about it that kind of wasn't for you? That might be something I could fix and make it a better fit for you, right? You're gonna potentially get some objections here. They're either pricing objections or there was something missing in the offer that maybe you could add really easily, or that could be your next program. Or they're just not a good fit, which is fine too. But at least now you know, and there may be some ways you can address that in the future. Look through if you don't have tens of thousands of people on your email list, and lots of very successful people I know have email lists where it's in the four figures, and sometimes even, very occasionally, less than 1,000 people, and they're very successful. So it can happen. But if your list is on the smaller side, just look at in your system who clicked. Is there anybody jumping out at you? Like, you know that person, you've already interacted with them, or the name of their company seems like, oh, their company is brilliantcopywriter.com. I work with copywriters. Maybe I'm just going to email them manually and just say, like, hey, I noticed that you, this isn't an automated thing. I just noticed you clicked on it. I thought the name of your company sounded cool. Any questions I could answer or ways I could help you? Just want to let you know I'm here for you. And nice to make the connection. Low key, right? We're not guilt tripping anybody. You will never guilt trip anybody into buying. And if you do, they will be a horrible, horrible customer. And then after the close, you're going to design a different sales sequence and you're going to use a different angle, a different big idea. So, going back, maybe you're going to talk to a different kind of buyer, or you're going to highlight something different about your methodology, or you're going to use a different reason, right? Maybe last time you had a bonus. This time, maybe you're going to have a discount, right? So you're going to come at the sale from a different angle. I don't necessarily, getting into a super discount habit, it tends to get tricky because then people are like, well, I don't want to buy until I get a coupon. In which case, realistically, the way business works, not just for me, not just for you, is then it's always got to be a little overpriced so you have room for a discount. Right? If you've ever seen like a rug store, I don't know why rug stores are so prone to this. They're constantly going out of business. So that's not the real price. The price tag that's physically attached to the rug is not the real price because they're always going out of business and it's always 80% off that. I don't love it. I don't love it, but it's a way some people do business, right? So you want to rest, you want to reframe, and then you want to think about what your next promotion might look like. This is where we pivot to regular content. It's a really nice idea to have a couple of evergreen newsletters to put in here, even one, to put in between your promotions. The best way to do this is to start talking about their problems in a new way. So it's going to feel like we're really changing gears, right? Before we were talking about why it's so hard to do low carb, and now we're going to talk about things we can eat to have more energy for being physical, right? They're actually the same answer, but we're talking about the problems in a fresh way. And if you have some old content like some blog posts or a podcast or a vi YouTube video or anything you've ever made that you like, you can use that as an evergreen email newsletter to just pop in the middle to give everybody a rest, give you a rest, give them a rest from the opportunity to give you money. And then you can go right back into another sequence because these are content-driven sequences. They don't feel, heavy for your audience. There is some selling, but, they don't feel heavy. Now, if you're going to do lots and lots of back-to-back promotions like that, then I really recommend give that person an opportunity to turn off this sequence. And then the next time there's a sequence, they're gonna have another opportunity to buy. All of us have our audiences are mostly made of people who are not ready to buy right now. Doesn't mean next month won't be a good time. Also, having something fresh to promote each time is really helpful. So one time I might have a coaching bundle, and another time I might have a course, and another time I might have something done for you, and another time I might have a mini workshop, and another time I might have a planner, So it can be a mix of big things, small things, but think about ways you can repurpose your own hard drive, right? You've got all kinds of good stuff on there. How could you repackage, repurpose your expertise? Maybe do a live Q&A. Sometimes, you're promoting a free live Q&A, in ways that the audience is always interested in. Oh, they've always got something kind of interesting going on. My colleague Pamela Wilson, who helped me design the Path to Purchase sales course, because it's based on, materials that she promoted, she would have just a 1 month, 20-minute workshop. And it was like a lunch and learn kind of a workshop. It said, come join me for 20 minutes, solve a problem. Hers were free. Yours don't have to be free. You could s charge a small amount of money for that. That's a great way to always have something fresh that we're going to promote. And you've been in your business long enough, you have fresh things that you can talk about all the time. So always have something kind of low key that's easy to say yes to, either a smaller threshold product, or a lot of times with service businesses, we can do like if you want to get on the phone for 20 minutes and just talk about your project, I'm happy to do that. Again, Pamela created that sales conversation, low key sales conversation worksheet for you. Really good one to use for those kind of conversations. Okay. So class notes will be coming with the replay, and then I'll just relink. We had those worksheets last time, but I'll relink them this time. I would really recommend get your sales page ready and then do the email sequence. Again, it's just easier to write the path when you know the endpoint. I recommend Having an evergreen, remember we talked up front about should I do this as a launch or should I do this as a as an evergreen? Run it live. That way everybody on your list who's there now has seen it. And then I would recommend maybe tweak it a little bit and add it after your welcome sequence. So put in an evergreen email newsletter after your welcome sequence and then add it to, as a sequence after your welcome sequence so everybody new also gets the sequence. And you can just keep adding regular content and then sales sequences to your list kind of forever, where you have a sequence and then you have a sales sequence and then you have one or two quote unquote regular emails and then you have a sequence and then you have one or two regular emails. You can also set these up to run. This is an evergreen strategy. If there's something in your welcome sequence or just your regular email content that you like you just like writing a monthly newsletter, you enjoy that. Maybe sometimes in your email newsletters, you talk about, natural dog food for dogs with sensitive tummies, right? Every time you bring that up in a newsletter that has a link, clicking on that link starts a sales sequence for that special food that you have. So, of course, we're using dog food as a metaphor, right? For whatever your thing is. If you're a copywriter and you write quizzes, every time you talk about quizzes, that starts a sequence. The reason quizzes are hard is it's a huge, it's like you think it looks so simple when you take a quiz, but writing a quiz, there's so much more writing than you think, than you thought there was going to be. There's a ton of planning and it gets overwhelming. And so I write quizzes for you, and here's how to get started. But that sales sequence only is delivered to people who clicked that link on that topic, right? So that's how you can change a launch, a live launch, into an evergreen launch. And you're just going to reuse the same assets. And all you have to do is just use your common sense to look at that and say, well, okay, if that's happening evergreen, I'm just going to make a few little adjustments. Maybe I'm going to remove the reference to this year's hot movie and I'm going to make it a little more, just a little more evergreen, right? I'm going to use a classic TV show, or I'm not going to use a TV show at all. I'm going to use something else. I'm not going to make that top 10 music hit reference. I'm going to make more of a, enduring classic reference. So that is a way that you can keep generating revenue ongoing as new people join your list. Because when new people join your list, it does tend to be when they're the most likely to make a purchase. And it's also a way to create that evergreen mini mini launch every time somebody is maybe running into your product, your problem that this product is solving, right? They've been on your list for 4 years, but then they just got this idea to do a quiz, and all of a sudden now they're interested in quizzes, and there you are right there with a solution. Okay, submit ideas or drafts to me for feedback. Remember that imperfection is perfect in the age of AI, so your absolutely impeccably glossy, perfect sequence that's, would win a copywriting prize is not as prized in today's environment as just a simple raw conversation that's just really direct, really one-to-one, really natural, really conversational. Short and social always beats, ultra polished and perfect. I'm not against, fixing your spelling mistakes. I mean, it's good to fix our spelling mistakes, but over polishing is sometimes actually works against us in this environment. And it definitely slows us down when we don't want to be slowed down right now, because the more experiments we run, the sooner we get to the winning answer, right? The light bulb that comes after the end of however many thousand light bulbs, Edison had to try before he came on the one that was a solution. Okay, and then getting the work done. We've got implementation co-working sessions. If you're not sure how those work or you think it's going to be weird, email me and ask. But they're really not weird. You don't have to be on camera. And it's just nice because They happen at a specific time. And so you can't say, okay, I'm going to get my email newsletter written this week, this morning. And then you get to this morning, you're like, ugh, I don't want to. I'll do it this afternoon. And then, this afternoon comes and you don't do it. So they're just regular times, predictable times on your calendar. All the links and schedule for implementation co-working are on the course homepage. This is the last live education session, but we still have co-working. And I'm going to do a live Q&A because we did that pre-recorded session last week. So if you like live, come to the Q&A. Email me with questions, email me with stuck spots, email me with your draft. Your draft, I think people feel like their draft has to be 90% done. If your email draft feels really messy and crappy and it's kind of embarrassing, just send it to me. First is probably a lot better than you think it is, but even if it's terrible, I'll just fix the parts that don't work. It's so easy. So, if you want them fixed, or if you just want feedback, but you don't want me to correct them, let me know. I'm here for you. I'm not here for somebody else. That's the benefit of one-on-one access, is we can make it work for you and how you want to do it. But I am happy to wordsmith for you if you just want that support. No problems. I can't tell you how often I've done that. All right, so that wraps it up. Thank you so much. It's been great. My replay people and my live people, I've really, really enjoyed digging into what's going on in your business. Do not hesitate or think you're bugging me. You paid for it and you should feel very free to take advantage of it. Warm invitation. So yeah, we'll wrap this up here. Thank you so much for your time, your attention. Let's get your forward movement in place. Let's fix your stuck spots. And it's an honor and a privilege helping you do the things. Thank you so much.